light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours.
Hello, hello, Northumberland County.
To you,
hello. Hello, Northumberland County, and welcome to Reality Realty, Northumberland 89.7 FM's real estate talk show, where we take on, talk about, and interview guests on all things real estate with a direct focus on Northumberland County and all the communities within it. I'm Dave Smith, certified home inspector here in Northumberland County, and my co-host is Dale Bryant.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dale. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful day. We've had a lot of great days. It doesn't even feel like, well, it's not officially winter yet, is it? But it feels like spring weather. I love it.
2 days, 2 days, 2 days, and then the days start getting longer again, which is a nice thing. So have you got my gift yet? Because I'm pretty excited about it.
I think I did receive your gift. I haven't received anything yet.
I didn't hear anything pull up in the driveway, so I don't think I've got mine yet. No. Anyway, we'll discuss that after the show, because I think I've got a big disappointment coming my way.
Yes.
On the show, we have Mike Gutterich. He's the owner of Enhance Revolutionary Wood Renewal. And the services he offers are fantastic, and he can renew the woodwork in your home back to its original beauty. We're also going to cover our regular information on the home inspection tip of the week and today's real estate market in Northumberland County. And of course, Reality Realty's Did You Know segment.
Well, Dave, how about starting off with the home inspection tip of the week?
Home inspection tip of the week, and I'm really working hard on this. The home inspection tip of the week is prove it. I'm coming with catchphrases from now on. Prove it. Prove it. What I'm referring to there are recent repairs or upgrades to your home.
Mm-hmm.
Quite often when you look at a listing of a home, it'll say, you know, the shingles were recently replaced or the furnace is recently replaced. Well, these are things that are replacement or repairs to mechanicals or your roof or other aspects of your home, a new deck, whatever it is that you've done. Even if you've repainted, you spent good money. You want to try to recoup that money, and you're advertising it as a feature of the home. This is something you've done. This is adding value to the buyer. So the receipts that you should supply, I think, just help to provide verification for those improvements in your house. And why not? Why not have those verifications out there for the home inspection, because a home inspection is no time for mysteries. It's no time for guessing. I have to go with what is verified, and to have those receipts out there, leave them out on the kitchen table or leave them with your agent the agent that's actually taking the buyer through the home, so that there's verification there. And quite often what I will do is, if there's been a recent a substantial replacement or repair, I'll actually take a photograph of those receipts and enclose it with the report. So it's a really good selling feature for you if you're listing your home. So prove it.
Yeah, make it more than hearsay.
Make it more than hearsay. So today's residential real estate. Well, how are things this week in Northumberland County, Dale?
Well, today, Dave, the residential real estate market in Northumberland County, we have 63 homes that have sold, or residential listings that have sold over the past month. And residential listings include single-family dwellings, condominiums, vacant land, recreational property. So 63 have sold over the past month. Listing for sale today, there are 477 listings on the Northumberland Hills Association of Realtor Board. The average price of real estate that has sold over the past month is approximately $289,000, has been the list price, or has been the sale price, rather, Dave, of residential listings have sold over the past 12 months. And what were those folks receiving for those listings averaged at 289? They were receiving approximately $279,000. So they were receiving about, on average, 96.5% of their asking price. Then the other thing I like to do, Dave, is take some of these statistics and do a little calculation to find out, are we in a buyer's market, or are we in a seller's market, or a balanced market? And the absorption rate is what tells us that. And today, our absorption rate, based on the past month's trend, is at 13.21%. So we are still in a buyer's market.
Okay.
And these statistics are compliments of the Northumberland Hills Association of Realtors. Also, we look at the mortgage rates, and the mortgage rates remain unchanged. Five-year fixed, still at 2.74%. And a five-year variable is at prime minus 0.9, so that's 3 minus 0.9, so it's presently at 2.10. And those rates are compliments of the Mortgage Wellness Group here in Northumberland County.
Just looking back at our last show on there, have you ever been to Hermes? Were you listening to the last show? Of course you were.
Absolutely been to Hermes.
Fantastic place.
Yeah, my wife and I like there. Sometimes I just sit in the car, though, you know?
You're afraid to go in. Reality Realty's Did You Know? My segment today on the Did You Knows is in regards to home insurance. Do you really know your policy? And there's some interesting stuff in here that we could do a whole segment on, but I'm going to focus on some points here. And these are courtesy of Ainsley Brush from Insurance Protection Group right here in Northumberland County. These are things that you may not be aware of as an owner, as a property owner in Canada. Overland flood insurance. In an article by the CBC released just before last year's Calgary and Toronto floods, which we all remember very well, it revealed that 70% of Canadians believe they are covered with what's known as overland flood insurance. In other words, what happened to the folks there, and unfortunate folks in Toronto and Calgary last year? 70% of Canadians believe they were covered, but they aren't. As a matter of fact, overland flood insurance is not even available in Canada. Sewer backup. Now, this is different. This is different than flood insurance, but this is also optional in most policies. So you don't necessarily have sewer backup insurance in your policy unless you've actually specifically requested it. The limits on this insurance, if you do have it, can be as low as $10,000 to $15,000, which on first blush, it seems like a fair amount of money, but in reality, the cleanup alone on a flood in a basement, a sewer backup, could cost as much as $5,000. In other words, to get it cleaned up, get it back to sterile conditions where you can begin to put it back together again. That means that you're really only leaving about $10,000 for reconstruction, and that includes the contents. And, you know, what we're seeing is, you know, the basement, because of it adds to your value and it adds to your square footage of usage in a home, basements are becoming the prime place for the big TV, the computers, the bedrooms, the furniture, obviously. But $10,000 does not leave you very much. And, you know, you're responsible to pay that difference to get it back to where it was. So be aware that a higher deductible amount may apply to sewer backup type losses as well. So it's not just, you know, maybe a $500 or $1,000, it may be higher. So know your policy. Know what you're covered for. Ainsley's advice on this is to ensure that your coverage is included in the policy. Read your policy, and confirm the limit on that coverage, the high dollar value of that limit, and your deductible amount. Be educated. You purchase this. It's there to protect you. You should know what you have.
Good sound advice, and thank you, Ainsley. This is Northumberland, 89.7 FM, truly local radio. Join Dave and myself after this short break. We'll be talking to Mike Gutteridge of Enhance Revolutionary Wood Renewal about renewing and restoring wood floors and cabinets.
I just got married, and I wanted to leave my collection of flannel shirts to my new wife, Lucille, in case of an unfortunate hunting accident. But my cousin Bob was a lousy shot, let me tell you. Jim McGrath made it easy to make a will so that my three previous wives could not touch my stuff. He's been lawyering for 30 years, and let me tell you, he knows what he's doing. Plus, he's a real nice guy. Call Jim McGrath today at 905-373-1999 and tell him Cletus sent you.
Hi there, I'm JP Fink, host of the Phantom Jukebox, where we'll take a stroll back into the 50s and the 60s in music. Ah yes, the 50s and 60s, when life was much simpler, a time when we thought we'd never grow old, but we still go back in time with our memories and songs. You'll hear it all from the British Invasion, Motown, Car and Surf, some instrumentals, Flower Power, and even some bubblegum, and maybe some psychedelic. So please join us every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7 FM. We'll be waiting for you.
Hi, I'm Leona Boyd, and you're listening to Northumberland 89.7. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, everyone.
Welcome back. This is Dale Bryant and Dave Smith on Reality Realty, Northumberland 89.7 FM's local real estate talk. Our guest today is Mike Gutteridge. Mike is the owner of locally owned Enhanced Revolutionary Wood Renewal. Welcome, Mike, to our show.
Oh, good morning, Dale. Dave, thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Mike, I love the word revolutionary used in the company name. But a lot of what you folks do is, in fact, revolutionary. It's not just a tagline. It is revolutionary in many aspects.
Yes. Yes, correct.
When you the different services that you offer, and you do offer a very wide, what's the sort of things, if a customer is looking to find out what it is, what sort of different services do you offer there in your company?
We do kitchen cabinets, hardwood flooring, bathroom vanities, rails, stairs, anything, basically anything wood that's inside the home.
And this is stuff that's already in place?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
So Mike, let's look at cabinets just for a minute, the kitchen cabinets. What if a homeowner has some older cabinets? Maybe there's a buildup around the handles, there's some scratches, there's some dents. I'm assuming this is the sort of situation that you take care of.
Correct. That's exactly what this product was designed to do, was to repair those existing cabinets and fix those, clean the, we basically, we clean the dirt and gum off and oils that's built over from your hands. Mm-hmm. That's what that is all. And we fix all that, and we clean it with our special cleaners and degreasers that remove all this. We address the color issues because a lot of times that'll take the color out of the original finish.
Mm-hmm.
We fix the color back to that original finish, seal it, put a couple of clear coats of top coat on top to the shine level you want, and we're done.
Yeah, I quite often I'll go in homes, and maybe the kitchen is older, and sometimes there's some sun fading to the wood. Sometimes maybe there's not a lot of direct light, but they're old enough. They just seem to age,
right?
And it almost takes the life out of that wood.
Yep.
And that's the sort of thing you would address. And
it is. It's a natural aging process of the finish. It's not the actual wood that does that. It's the finish that naturally ages. And especially the more sunlight's avail onto it, the more the UV lights changes that finish. And then we can fix that by, we clean it up. Mm-hmm. We put some pigments back in there that are the same color, and it goes over top of it and it takes that aged look away from it.
Nice.
So that damage is not then in the wood itself
in
many cases. It's the finish that's changed.
Exactly.
That's darkened.
Exactly.
Because we've had furniture that has literally gone black when it's exposed to the sun all the time. But if that finish were redone, then you're saying a lot of that could be repaired.
Correct.
Wow. Wow. Okay, I've got one for you, Mike. This is sort of a legendary thing in the Smith household. We owned a home in Bowmanville about 10 or 15 years ago, and I didn't realize it until after the fact, but my wife did never like the color of that kitchen. As a matter of fact, saying never liked is probably stretching a little bit. She refers to it as the pink kitchen. I like to call it coral, but she refers to it as a pink kitchen. And I'm sure in your experience, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes.
This is that that sort of off-white, pinky, coral color. Would there have been a solution in that case? Would there have been something we could have done? Because at that time, I felt the only thing we could do was really to replace the kitchen, which is something that we didn't have the budget for.
Right. Yeah, it sounds to me like you were talking about it's a particular color in the whitewashing or that type of color. And there's we refer to it as a sandalwood, and it has a pinky tone to it. And the more you apply, the more pink it gets. Mm. And again, as it ages, it will change that patina to it, that it, you know, so it may look even pinkier as it ages.
Right.
But yes, I've come across those kitchens all the time. Some people like them. I can renew them, fix them back to that original color. Or in the case, if we want, we could take that color and we could put more of the other tones of that whitewash color in and take away some of that pink and still have it as that whitewash look. Or again, we can change the color altogether and go to a darker wood color.
So not to paraphrase here, just for clarification, because I'm sure my wife is listening, she was wrong when she called it pink, and I was right when I called it coral. Is that what you're confirming here, Mike?
Be careful, Mike.
way to go, Dave. Thanks. I don't want to step in on that one.
Way to scare guests from ever coming back here, Dave. Mike, I have a safer question for you. Okay, so I've been on your website looking through, very nice website, and I noticed a tagline there that says no dust, no mess, no odor. And, you know, there's a number of places you could go to get cabinets refinished or woodwork refinished, but I haven't ever seen anybody advertise that you can do it without any odor, without any mess, without any dust. Right. What do you do?
And that's the revolutionary part of our tagline with the company. It's these products were designed specifically to go over the existing finish. And that's why there's no sanding involved, because so the no dust.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we get the no dust part of it. And then all of our products are water-based with very low VOCs, so the odor level is minimal or almost non-existent on certain products that we have. So, I mean, there is minor odors in some of them, but they dissipate almost instantly, so it's not a problem that way. So that's...
Yeah, this sounds like a really good idea, Mike. People who are making a new purchase, maybe they see an older kitchen, and they're not wanting to really move into that house with that kitchen, and to know that maybe the layout is ideal the way it is, that your product is available, that it can be done quickly. I mean, the time thing is a really interesting feature to your product. And then just people maintaining their homes. We spend a lot of money on our real estate. That's typically our biggest investment. And to keep it maintained is protecting our investment. And there will be a return in the end for sure. And also, if somebody has a pretty rundown kitchen, and it might be a stumbling block for any potential buyers, I can also see this as being a great product to get rid of that stumbling block and it not taking too long.
We've had the good fortune a couple of times in different transactions where we actually had both homes for a month. And boy, I got to tell you, that is just the best case scenario I've found. I mean, it's not, you're still carrying both houses for a month, but this would be an opportunity if you had 30 days to do as Dale said, and that is get it fixed up before you really move into it.
In our process, depending on which process you go with, the renewal of kitchen cabinets is usually 1 to 2 days. I can do it right there in the house.
Wow.
I don't have to, or we can shift the color just a little bit to the exact same color, but we just put a bit more tone of that color in, and we can do that in about 2 to 3 days. Again, we do that right in the house.
Right.
Or we change the color completely, and that's a 3 to 5 day process, but then we're taking more things apart, and it's a much more involved process, so that's why it's 5 days.
So say the doors, the style is just not, it's just aged, it's just not what they're looking for, and they really want to make a dramatic change. And you do offer a complete changeout for cabinet doors, and correct? So what kind of timeline are we looking at there? As far as
if you're going to change the doors, which is a new service that I'm offering, is, that's a case where there's a delay process in getting the doors. So I have to measure all the doors existing and order the doors and get them in. And so that takes a little bit longer. So generally speaking, it's anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks, maybe, before you get those doors. It's not a,
And you're still operating with them. I mean, you could still.
The existing kitchen, you stay, keep going. And it's just waiting for me to get the doors in. And then I do all the coloring and put all that on. And then we just have to fix the existing boxes and frames that are in there to match the color of the new door that you ordered.
Excellent. So you're still looking at, 60 days would pretty much wrap it up.
Yes, but in actual downtime in your own kitchen, it's probably only about 2 or 3 days.
Right, because you're still operating.
Yeah,
great.
And I realize, Mike, there's a number of variables that come into play, but can you give the listener some idea of cost of renewing the cabinets you already have versus color change cost versus a door replacement cost?
Sure. Basically, with our, I call it an average kitchen. Usually it's somewhere in around the area of 25 to 35 doors and drawers is what I call an average kitchen. The box stores and that, they say a 10 by 10 kitchen, but, nobody knows really what a 10 by 10 kitchen is. So I just go by the number of doors and drawers. Basic renewal costs is somewhere in around a $1,500 range, some of that. And then
that's bringing them back to basically back to what they were.
Same colors, what they are, only they're looking like they're brand new again.
Okay, and the next step?
And then the next step would be like a color shift, which I was talking about, which is the same color that's there, only we add a bit more of it, and it gives it a bit deeper tone of the existing color. And that's a 2 to 3 day process, and that's about a $2,500 cost. And then if we change the color to a darker wood tone or to an opaque color, like white or something along that lines, that's a 3 to 5 day process, and it's anywhere from $4,000 to $6,000, depending on the complexities. Like, say, you may want to put some glazing on there or other options and stuff like that.
Okay, well, that's still, and that's a lot of value there.
Well, I've heard of a number of people in the past couple of years buying a new kitchen and redoing their kitchen, and those numbers are nowhere close.
Yes.
when you go and buy and change it out, you can spend lots of money.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Bryan, let's take your radio hat off here for a minute. Let's put that real estate hat back on. Real estate.
Never take it off, Dave.
In your experience as an agent, how do you feel about return on investment for updating a kitchen?
Well, kitchens and baths, and people have heard this over and over again, kitchen and baths are where you're going to sell a home. And
that's decision makers.
Absolutely. And people base a lot of weight on those rooms. And I believe that kitchen and baths have the best return on investment. And I personally think it's likely somewhere up and around a 75 cents on the dollar, okay. Unless, of course, you can do it yourself. Now, these numbers here, these could slightly change those percentages. I mean, to renew your kitchen wood finishes for anywhere from $1,500 to $2,500. I got to think that the return is a little higher, actually, on something like that.
As a buyer and seller of homes, and I had the great fortune of being able to, not with the intent of flipping, but buying homes and building equity and then selling those homes, I think you have to be realistic in your expectations of the investment and return on investment. 75% to me sounds like a very good number. And there are other realistic things you may put in a home, whether it be putting in a new air conditioner or a furnace or upgrading the electrical panel or putting a new roof on, where I don't think, I don't think you're going to get better than 75%.
No, it goes down from the 75. And those items you just mentioned, the roof and the furnace, and those are such critical items to the home, yet you don't get near the return on them.
No, but in realistic terms, if it's something that has to be done or if it's something that's going to be keep your home up there with the comps out there in the marketplace and you know the roof needs to be done.
Well, you have no choice.
You have no choice. No. So I think that's a reasonable expectation.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk to Mike Gutteridge of Enhanced Revolutionary Wood Renewal about floors, vanities, and other services they offer.
This is Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7 Truly Local Radio. Join Dale and myself after this short break, and we'll continue to talk with Mr. Mike Gutteridge. Updating your home doesn't end at the kitchen, does it, Mike?
No.
We'll be right back.
There is lambs wool under my naked feet. The wool is soft and warm, gives off some kind of heat. A salamander scurries into flame to be destroyed. Imaginary creatures are trapped in birth on celluloid. The fleas cling to the golden fleece, hoping they'll find peace. Each thought and gesture, a caught in celluloid. There's no hiding in memory, there's no room to avoid. The crawlers cover the floor in the red ochre corridor. Form a second sight of people, they've more lifeblood than before. To a heavy wooden door, where the needle's eye is winking, closing on the carpet crawls.
The three most visited sites on the web are Google, Facebook, and YouTube. For a business to thrive in such times, they have to make use of as many of these channels as possible. Is your business marketing through these platforms? Matthews Media is now offering a selection of social media marketing packages available for any size of business. We set up, customize, and push your content across all relevant online profiles, driving prospective clients toward your business. To find out more about online and social media marketing, visit our website at matthewsmedia.ca or call 905-375-9520.
Welcome back. This is Dale Bryant and Dave Smith on Reality Realty, Northumberland 89.7 FM's local real estate talk. During our last segment, we were talking to Mike Gutteridge, of the owner of Enhanced Revolutionary Wood Renewal, about services his company provides for improving the real estate investment you call home.
Before the break, we're talking about kitchens, and of course, Dale, you know kitchens, as you said. Kitchens sell homes, and right behind kitchens are bathrooms. You've got some solutions there too, right, Mike?
Yes, we can. Again, we can redo the bathroom vanities if they're, especially vanities, get a lot of water damage in them,
yes,
because
yeah.
of being in a moist environment like that. And we can renew those too, or change the color to them. Exactly.
And they take a lot of abuse as well. I mean, they're banged. You know, these are cabinet doors and drawers that are used, you know, maybe 10 or 15 times a day. So
correct.
It's a good opportunity to keep those revitalized. They're expensive to replace too.
Yes.
Yeah, none of that stuff is cheap. Just one walk through the hardware store, or kitchen store, and you soon can ching up the money fast. Another large component I noticed, Mike, of your business is in flooring.
Yes.
Do you have the same no dust, no mess, no odor policy applied here?
Exactly. That's it. Exactly. We don't. We work with the existing finish on the floors also. Mm-hmm. So it's a no sanding process that we clean the floors with the same basic products as the cabinets cleaners. And we clean the floor. I refer to it as a wet abrasion process. Mm-hmm. So it lightly scratches up the existing surface, but it's not noticeable. But it allows us our products to adhere to the floor. And so that's what we...
And now, no odor. I'm thinking, I've been in homes before where they've just had their floors refinished, and there's certainly an odor there.
Yes.
How do you do no odor?
Again, it's the products that we make that make that difference. They are a water-based product, which a lot of the newer, to be fair to the floor sanding guys that do the floors, their products are now water-based too, and their mm-hmm. odors have dropped significantly compared to the old Varathanes that they used to be. And so, they're water-based with very low VOCs. So the VOCs, the volatile organic compounds, are very low. So there's less odor to them.
And is this hardwood you're working on solely? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, yes. Everything we do is, yes.
Yeah, it won't work for laminate, right?
No, correct.
No. Okay. So you basically do the same choices for floors, that is enhancement and color change and all those great things that you talked about earlier?
With flooring, we cannot change the color. It's a two-involved process to change the color.
Okay.
And it's the way it works with the cabinets, and you try to put that on the floors, the end result is not the same.
Okay.
We are working on that process to hopefully add that to our services.
Oh, yeah.
But at this present time, we cannot change the color. We can address color issues that are in the floor. So if there's worn traffic areas, we can blend that color back in. Or someone, say, had a rug in the middle of the floor for years, and then you remove that rug and you see the difference, we can blend that color in over to the edges to feather it back in to match
Make
the colors up.
Noticeable.
So it's a lot less noticeable. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can you use this process on older floors like parquet and traditional hardwoods as well?
So yes.
An older home.
Yeah, the older, we can definitely do the parquet and the older homes, the old century homes that have all that hardwood. A lot of those floors can't be sanded anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So our process
is... Because of the nails and stuff.
Exactly. And they're generally thin, or they've been sanded too many times before. So we can do those floors. I find that our product works the best on the old century homes because it can renew them. They still maintain that character of that old wood, where if you were to replace it with new wood, it just wouldn't look the same.
Right.
And it's, that.
Well, that's a key point you make about, there is a point because, these floors are nailed in. And when they're sanded, there's only so much you can do.
That's
and when
right.
you get to the point where the nail heads are starting to show, that's when the floor sanders, they just can't do it anymore.
That's right.
Destroys the equipment and doesn't give you a desirable finish. So what about staircases and handrails and that sort of thing?
Again, it's the same process.
Wow.
We can do that, do a lot of that, handrails and stuff. I'll go in to do kitchen cabinets for the people and they'll have a handrail there and I'll just do the handrail while I'm doing it. So it's nice and easy and quick.
One of the things we were speaking about just before we went on air today, Mike, was a process you have with the floors. And what made me think about it was the stairs, because we were talking about how versatile this curing system is you have. And do you want to talk a little bit about how you cure these floors?
Sure. That probably, since I've been doing this for 3 years now, that's probably been the latest innovation that's been the most revolutionary of them all, is we have a UV cure light. So we can cure the floor instantly. So when we're done, we're done. It's fully cured. You can put your furniture on it immediately. There's no hesitation. So if we're doing stairs, like you're saying, we get the stairs done, you can walk up and down the stairs as soon as I'm done. You don't need to worry about wearing sock feet or anything like that. It's cured to a degree of hardness of 3 to 4 times more harder than your traditional finishes because of that UV curing light.
Mm, wow.
I can't see why you would want to do it the time way, just letting it go if you can actually get a harder finish.
Yes, and generally speaking, I can do, say, 400 square feet of floor in one day. So that's another thing, as I'm in and out in one day. which, you know, your traditional sanding process is 2-3, you know, and then there are delays of having to get back on it.
And how about the odor? When you're curing with this UV light, is there less odor because of that as well?
With the UV cure light, you got to understand that this UV light is 600 degrees and it's going over a finish and it's essentially baking that finish. So there is a bit of an odor when we're doing that process, but
right.
But as soon as when we're done, it's gone. It's, you know, there is an odor, but it's not a lingering odor that the old varathanes used to be around for days and weeks on end, but this is gone.
Well, in a past life, I worked retail, and I was in the hardware industry, hardware and building supply industry, and when the rule came across that VOC, paints carrying VOC, which is basically mm-hmm. anything that's conventionally known as oil-based paints, would be outlawed for all intents and purposes, and they have been.
Yes.
And there was a lot of anxiety about the idea of replacing an oil-based product, a conventional oil-based varathane or urethane, with a water-based. But there's a lot of illusions and misconceptions about water-based products as yes. somehow being softer. Not a true story.
No.
They are clearer, so you're going to get a truer color. They don't yellow as much as an oil-based product, conventional oil-based. And you, one of the other drawbacks of water-based, or waterborne is probably a better way to put it, but a waterborne finish is that they went on very thin. They've really improved that. So yes. I have used a waterborne varathane product on a handrail on a set of stairs, raw, and it was the nicest finish I had ever seen. It was much like the sort of finish you'd expect to get from a factory. It mm-hmm. was that beautiful. And it was so low odor and fast dry, easy cleanup, all of those great things. And yet it gave a finish that I think was superior to any oil-based varnish I've ever seen. So I don't think you're giving up anything. In saying that, a lot of the revolutionary aspects of what you offer now is a lot of that because of these new water-based or waterborne products. Is that why you're able to do a lot of things that you may not have been able to do, say, 15 years ago?
Yes, I think that's it exactly, Dave. That's, you know, they've developed these products to do that exact mm-hmm. thing,
right.
And they've worked on the hardness level and things like that. So,
and it's funny because, you know, we have advancements all the time. We've had shows about advancements in technology and that sort of thing. But it's funny when these advancements come through, they're often for one reason, but the byproducts of those advancements. Obviously, the VOCs was a health related issue. Wanted to get it out of the family home, mm-hmm. and here we've rethought something that hadn't been rethought in decades, and we've managed to come up with all these great advancements that actually give you superior performance and fast dry, low odor, and able to allow you to do the business that you do. So
right.
It's very interesting stuff. We really appreciate you coming in today.
Mike, another question for you. Sometimes I go into homes and I see staining on the hardwood. Maybe they've had pets and the pets haven't made it outside, I can see some pretty badly stained floors. Have you had any success with handling that sort of thing?
Every case is different.
Yeah.
So the answer to that is yes, I have, and no, I haven't, because it depends on how badly it is and how stained. We do have some products that lift that color out.
Mm-hmm.
They don't always work. We can also almost like paint over it, so to speak, with the wood color and sort of hide it and you'll still see a little bit of it, but it'll be a lot better than what it was. But we can,
Okay. And if I could just ask you one more question.
Sure.
I'm thinking back to the kitchens. And quite often, just the hardware, just the pull handles,
mm-hmm.
A change up, a modernization
yes,
of those can make
yep.
a huge difference in a kitchen. And I mean, that's something you could do, possibly do it yourself, or if there's no change in where the screws are going to be or anything like that. But is that something that you tend to do when you're revitalizing a set of cupboards that maybe the homeowner says, would you mind doing this at the same time?
Absolutely. Almost all kitchens I do, the customer wants new handles or hardware,
right.
sometimes hinges also. So we can do that. Definitely. Generally speaking, I get them to go and order that from wherever they want to get them, and they bring them in. And then I just, depending on what has to be done, if I have to drill new holes, say they have a single handle and they want a double handle, I can drill new holes for them and that sort of thing. But we add that to it, absolutely.
And some, the last thing I want to ask you here, Mike, the pull-out drawers. Quite often I see kitchens and the hardware for a pull-out drawer has weakened or fallen apart somewhat,
right.
And the drawers are hanging in there a little crooked. Is that something you do as well, the mechanical part there to straighten those drawers up?
Sure. You know, when I do the initial estimate, I would ask the customer if there is any problems like that, and then if they show them up, then I can say yes. I determine then at that point whether I can fix them or not. But most of the case, very rare that I cannot fix the problem that's there.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
thanks, Mike. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me. It's been fun.
If you would maybe tell the audience, how could people get a hold of you or find out a little bit more information about the services you offer? Dale's mentioned the website, and maybe you could just throw that out there for the folks.
Sure. You can first, you can reach me by phone, of course, at 905-269-8649. Or you can find me on the web. It's called enhance.com, and it's spelt N-H-A-N-C-E, not there's no E
correct,
at the front
yeah.
of it, enhance.com. Or you can, of course, you can email me at ridgewoodrenewal@gmail.com.
And you're going to ramp it up in the spring, I understand. You're going to be expanding your services.
Yes.
You're actually going to get right into the idea of doing kitchen cabinets as well for that customer that really wants to go the whole hog.
Yeah, so we're going to get into refacing and replacing kitchens.
Wow.
That's correct.
Excellent. Good for you. Good for you. Well, thanks, Mike. You've been listening to Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio. Join Dale and myself after the short break as we change things up a little bit, and we're going to talk about myths about buying your home that just aren't true. Come on back.
Art enriches our lives. The Art Gallery of Northumberland has been enriching the lives of local residents for nearly 55 years, featuring a collection of over 800 artworks. It's a public art gallery for the people of Northumberland County, presenting stimulating and inviting exhibitions and programming for everyone. The Art Gallery of Northumberland is a charitable organization operating to benefit our community. For more information on the Art Gallery of Northumberland or to make a donation, visit artgalleryofnorthumberland.com.
Why don't you join me, Chris Hooker, the host of Your Hooker Time, Northumberland, a request show where whatever you're into, we'll get it on. Every Sunday afternoon, 3 to 6. Be there.
Let's get it on.
Someone's dropped a bomb somewhere, contaminating atmosphere and blackening the sky. It's Good News Week. Someone's found a way to give the rotting dead a will to live, go on and never die. Have you heard the news? What did it say? Who's won that race? What's the weather like today? It's Good News Week. Famines shake the need for coal by stimulating birth control. We're wanting less to eat. It's Good News Week. Doctors finding many ways of wrapping brains in metal trays to keep us from the heat. Metal trays to keep us from the heat.
keep us from the heat, to keep us from the heat.
Welcome back to Reality Realty with co-hosts Dale Bryant and Dave Smith. Dave, our next segment here, you found an article, a blog.
I did.
On Active Rain, and it is
ActiveRain.com.
ActiveRain.com. Active Rain is a social media network for real estate professionals. Mm-hmm. You could have realtors, home inspectors, real estate lawyers, appraisers. Anybody interested can start to blog, communicate back and forth, The general public can go to this and find out more about real estate. So this particular blog here is titled "Some Myths About Buying Your Home That Just Aren't True." And they have four myths
In their opinion.
In this one writer's opinion.
Yes.
So we've decided to take a look at this and either agree with it or pick it apart.
I kind of liked it. I think the way you said it to me is you agree with the meat of it. You just didn't necessarily agree with everything in the way that it was put forth. So we're going to give a shot here, and I think it's good information no matter what.
All right. Let's go over myth number one. It's cheaper to rent instead of own.
Hmm.
So, you know what? They go on to talk about...
Oh, this is a myth. Bear in mind, this is a myth.
This is a myth. So they're basically saying it's not cheaper to rent instead of own. So they go on to talk about what it would cost to buy a property, say a $200,000 property, and 5 years later... at the end of your term and you've been paying your principal interest, mm-hmm. and now you might have up to $25,000 in equity that you can tap into later if an expense comes up. Well, you know, as soon as I heard that, and I double checked their numbers. They're very close. It's oversimplified, but they're very close on their numbers.
Yep.
And the whole idea that you can tap into it later, that's just... So many people are doing it, but it's just the wrong direction to go, Dave, because then you're refinancing and then you're never paying off your mortgage.
Okay. And just for clarification too, this is an American-based website. Mm-hmm. So things are different in the US than they are here, as we saw in 2007. And, mm-hmm. and this could be one of those contributing factors to people over-leveraging themselves. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's fair, but it's cheaper. So they're insinuating it might actually be cheaper to buy. Well, right away, instead of first and last month's rent, you need actually a down payment. So the least amount that you need is 5% down.
Yeah. And $10,000 on a $200,000
purchase. And then you're getting into lawyer fees, mm-hmm. and you're getting into all the costs, if you're just buying, yep. you know, and not a real estate fee necessarily, but all the costs involved there. And then now you're a homeowner, mm-hmm. and something goes wrong and the furnace needs to be fixed or something on the roof. And all of a sudden you have a big ticket item. Whereas if you were a renter, it would be covered. And so is it actually, you know, maybe it's true. It's not a myth. It is cheaper to rent.
Well, unless you're discounting completely that the $25,000, let's just say you were paying $25,000 in rent over 5 years. You're paying $5,000 a year to rent that same home. And you mm-hmm. have a hard time renting that home for about $460 a month, which is, for the sake of argument, in and around 5,000 or 20, whatever the number.
Well, the actual number.
You're not making any equity by renting is, I guess, the point here.
You're not, but what did you do with that $10,000 that you put down? Did you invest it instead or did
yeah.
you,
yeah.
you know, so.
The $10,000 that you put down on the house when you purchase is still in that house. I mean, I can see the argument about the fees and the real estate fees and all of that stuff, but the 10 grand you put into that house is still in that house.
It's still in that house. Yeah. And so I just thought, you know, if it wasn't part of this article, if it was part of an article about will you be further ahead possibly down the road because of the investment aspect of buying your own home. I think the points they have are there, but you know, it's great to buy that home and invest if you can afford it.
Right.
And so still, I believe the renting is the most economical way.
Okay, so let's go to number two, and I've highlighted this in red because it's the most important one because it has the word home inspection in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is myth number two. Whatever shows up on the home inspection report is the seller's responsibility. So the thing here is what they're saying is, you know, anything that's found, you know, you as a seller, well, there you go. You're going to have to pay for that roof. You're going to have to pay to get those kitchen cabinets redone. You're going to have to pay to have the blower replaced on the furnace. Well, that's not true. The seller may be expected to make certain major repairs, you know, roof, say we find mold in the roof, that sort of thing. There's an expectation and nothing's cut and dried. There are no rules when it comes to this, but everything is still negotiable. Buyer may ask the seller to fix a minor crack in the basement or repair any scuff marks on the hardwood flooring, but the seller can essentially refuse, leaving the buyer with the decision of whether or not to continue with the offer anyway. The inspection is a discovery. It's to find out and report on the condition of that home and the condition and the status of the elements within that home, the systems within that home. I am presenting to you as a home inspector, here is my report. This is the best information I can give you. And it's designed as a document that you formulate, that you put in with all the rest of the documents that other professionals have given you on whether or not this is the home for you.
Yeah, and you're right, Dave. When you're inspecting homes all the time, there's always something on the inspection report, right?
Always.
Yeah, and so if you have a number of minor issues and maybe to fix all those issues, maybe you're talking $500 to $1,000 if you wanted to fix them all right away. And we just talked about on today's market report, average price of a residential home, $279,000. So that $500 to $1,000 is very small in the scheme of things. But if you find something that's thousands of dollars, like the replacement of a furnace, I mean, that the homeowner, then the seller, knows that if that came up in the inspection, that it's going to come up with another buyer as well. So it might put a little more pressure on the seller either to fix it or to have that reflected in the price.
Well, the reality of a home inspection is information both for the buyer and the seller. If everything goes swimmingly and nothing is really discovered, then the discussion doesn't necessarily have to take place. I don't reveal my inspection report to the seller, but it is possible that if there's something, a large ticket or a big improvement that needs to be done, that it is going to have to be discussed with the seller, but it's not necessarily always the case. So what about myth number three?
Myth number three. So they say myth number three is the perfect home is out. Okay, the myth is.
Yes.
The perfect home is out there. I just have to wait for it. So that's sort of saying the perfect home isn't out there. And then what they write here later is the goal of a house hunt is to find the perfectly acceptable home. Oh my goodness. Do I ever hate's really strong. Do I ever dislike saying that, hey, buyers, settle for an acceptable home. Yeah. I'm a realtor. Come use my services and don't wait for that perfect home. Settle for an acceptable home. Let's make this process quick. Now, some of the things they talk about is the inspection, like we just talked about. There is no perfect home. If you think, Dave, the most expensive, the newest homes you've inspected, they all have at least some small issues, right?
It's part of what I talk about when I introduce the inspection.
Yeah, so the home isn't perfect in that way. It's not perfect on paper, but if the location's right, the size is right, the price is right, layout, decor, I mean, it still could be perfect for those buyers. So I just don't like the way they said.
Yeah, I'm settle. I'm with you on that one. Yeah. I agree. How many? We're seven shows in, and I agree with you, Dale.
Yeah, it took a while, but so myth number four. Here's a loaded question. So we got a few minutes left on the show, and you're going to get me to read myth number four. Myth number four reads, I don't need a real estate agent to buy a house. And then it goes on to sing the praises of what we do, which is absolutely correct. But I don't even think this is a myth, because who tries to buy a home without a realtor? Some people try and sell without the realtor.
Yep.
But unless that home is a private sale, you can't just go in and buy without a realtor. If the most of the real estate is for sale with real estate brokerages, you need a realtor to get in and see that home. So I don't even see this as being the purchasing of a home without a realtor a big issue.
Well, I mean, the key points here, I think, and the points that they bring out that maybe just remind you of why you do it, you could find yourself in a compromised position in this day and age of litigation and legalities, mm-hmm. and how much difficult it is to read these legal documents. Another one, would you perform surgery on yourself? I think that's I mean, it sounds silly, but it's the point. And it is a major investment on the line, mm-hmm. here. Is this something you really want to skimp and save on? I agree with you. It may not be a mystery, but it may not even be a surprise or a myth. But I would say that it probably is for some people. So, you know, that's what we're looking at, and that's kind of our list.
Yeah, and I mean, that topic there can lead into customer service as opposed to being represented by a realtor. It can lead into multiple representations. So it was our last point of the show, and it's a doozy. We could do a whole hour on this one.
Yeah.
And maybe we should.
I'd be willing to go into the ring with you on that one, Mr. Bryant.
Well, go into the ring. That's as if we're going to oppose each other.
No, we agree on this one. That's two agreements in one show. That's a new record. Well, Dale, once again, the hour has just flown by. Look at that time. Next week, what have you got for us? Have we got? Next week, Dave.
I'm hoping ready for Christmas dinner. I'm hoping these folks are hearing a pre-recording. Is what I'm hoping. That's what I'm counting on. The powers to be haven't told me otherwise.
All right. Well, what we want to say then for next week is we certainly hope you've enjoyed the show that we put together for you. We hope our listeners get something out of it. We would like to encourage you to send us some emails and ideas on any ideas you'd want to do. We want to thank Mike Guttridge, who brought us a great deal of information. Mm-hmm. We want to thank the listener for spending some of their morning with us. If you do have any questions or comments or suggestions of local people or local business pertaining to real estate, please feel free to contact Dave by emailing dave@realityrealty.ca. Or you can contact Dale Bryant by emailing dale@dalebryant.ca.
Don't forget to join me, Dale Bryant, real estate broker with Royal LePage Pro Alliance Realty Brokerage, and Dave Smith, certified home inspector with Pillar to Post Home Inspectors, again next Thursday from 11 a.m. till 12 noon for Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7 FM, truly local radio. From our families to yours, have a Merry Christmas and a safe holiday season. And we look forward to delivering you interesting real estate talk radio in 2015.
Bye-bye, folks.
There's a reason for the sunshine.